This is Podcast Ping with Patrick McNamara. There is a belief that drugs and alcohol contribute to creativity, and nobody exemplified this more than Samuel Taylor Coleridge. While he experimented with many drugs, opium became his primary drug of choice. But the use of drugs as a catalyst for creativity is misleading. While the alcohol or drugs may loosen inhibitions, they can also impair the functioning of the brain and lower the intellect of the individual under its effects. So while it might be easier to write while intoxicated, what one writes may not be as good as one could create while sober. Coleridge had a difficult time producing a steady flow of work, especially as dependence on opium increased. During the height of his popularity, he was commissioned to do a translation of Faust, and it's still debated as to whether or not he finished it. It's also possible to find abnormalities in his poetry, although it's hard to say if those are accidental or intentional. Kublai Khan, known amongst other things as the source of the title for the movie Xanadu, was said to have been created as a result of opium use. But after being disrupted, Coleridge couldn't finish the poem, suggesting that he didn't believe himself in control of his own creativity. In all, it's hard to say if he believed that the drugs were responsible for his creativity and as such felt he needed them to write. But such behavior would never be tolerated or accepted today in a society where writing is a crowded business and a writer or poet who can't behave professionally can easily be replaced. And now a reading of Kublai Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, as read by Patrick McNamara, with music intermixed. In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Elf, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round, and here were gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree, and here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery.
One step forward, 100 steps behind.
right at all. You never wanna say you lost the game, 'cause you couldn't win them all. Isn't best to dream a dream and hide it from yourself? Or are you better off to take that chance and do the best you can? I'll do the best I can. But what if I am lost? What if I am scared to see the truth? Like a ghost wandering this is.
But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill antwort to Cedarn Cover. A savage place, as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath a waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if this earth in fast thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momentarily was forced, amid whose swift half-intermittent burst huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail. Amidst these dancing rocks at once and ever, it flung upon momentarily the sacred river. 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion, through woods and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man, and sank in turmoil to a lifeless ocean. And midst this turmoil Kubla heard from far ancestral voices prophesying war.
Will you take
The shadow of the Dome of Pleasure floated midway on the waves, where was heard the mingled measure from the fountain in the caves. It was a miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw, it was an Abyssinial maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Abora. Could I revive within me her symphony and song, to such a deep delight 'twould win me, that with music loud and long, I would build that dome in air. That sunny dome, those caves of ice, and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware, beware. His flashing eyes, his floating hair, weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honey-dew hath fled, and drunk the milk of paradise.
When did we last go out dancing? Was it down the road at Buffalo Bill? How did you take my advances? I only told you I love you still. What was the last thing I told you? You said remember to turn off the stove. How do I know if it's love, dear? Told you before that I just don't know. And I really need to believe I see clearly, 'cause all I'm really looking for is someone to hold me accountable. I'm falling deeper inside of this casual life. You'll be hard-pressed to find me without an alibi. You know I intend to be true. Upon further review, it seems that's the one thing I fail to be. If I should leave, would you notice? That's a joke, please remember to smile. When did I stop smelling roses? Can't say for sure, it's been a long while. And I really need to believe there's an answer to this. If only I could figure out the question to begin with, and I'm falling deeper inside of this casual life. Now I'm tongue-tied and twisted, I can't make up my mind. You know I intend to be true. Upon further review, seems that's the one thing I feel to be.
Next time on the Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show.
How are we going to know what's on next time when we haven't even made it yet?
Well, we know there'll be music.
Funny music.
And we know there'll be jokes.
Funny music.
So join us next time on the Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show. Found at bluehotgossip.blogspot.com. Music on this podcast came courtesy of podshow.com. at music.podshow.com. Music on this podcast has been Ghost Wandering This Earth by Marina V, River Lady by Divine Maggies, and Last Go Out Dancing by Reed McLean. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.